You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Tonight on the Cooligans, we talk about some of the drama going on, obviously, in the Euros, and some of the silliness as well. We also take a deep dive in MLS a little bit, some of the drama, some people talking some smack, and some coaches getting some new deals.
That's right. Plus, we talk to Sebastian Legend. And yes, we talk about some of the drama that he's had, but also we completely objectify him for the entire time. And hopefully my wife isn't upset by this episode. That and more today on the Cooligans.
Yo, it's me, Dave Vianich here, and I've been hanging out with the Cooligans, having a nice, and I hope you've been having a nice too.
Yeah, baby!
Yes. Sí. Vamos.
All right. What's good, baby?
What is going on, everybody? I'm absolutely thrilled about today's show.
We did it.
Finally, you know, we've been talking about it for years. We've been objectifying this man for years.
We have been hemming and hawing trying to get this man. We have been so thirsty to get this dude on our show.
Literally, we were drooling, and now there's just no more drool. We're parched, okay?
We are dehydrated trying to get this damn man on our show, and it's finally here. It's Sebastian Legette, everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Sebastian Legette of the LA Galaxy U.S. Men's National Team will be joining us in a little bit. But yes, everybody, welcome to the show. Welcome to the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
I am Alexis Guerrero's Legette.
Okay. Mr. Legette, it's an honor. You've married a good one.
I found me a baddie.
We are your favorite stand-up comedians. I host the funniest soccer show that has ever existed.
That's right. It's also the gulliest and also the most objectifying of the best.
It's, some would say it's the legettiest, okay?
Yeah, it is today. Also, he's with Becky G. I'm Alexis G. It could happen. You never know.
It could work out, all right?
Yeah. Unless the G and Becky G stands for gulliest, in which case we need to watch out.
Okay, there's what did you like, 5'2"? You better be careful. All right?
Oh, look out, bro. I mean, Latina energy, though? I don't want none of it. I mean, 5'2", that a cage could hold him.
So we are absolutely thrilled to have him on the show. We'll talk about a lot of things, but let's start today with the Euros. They are currently happening right now. Yeah, I'm sure you're watching them on Fubo TV, okay? Look, there's been a lot of stories, a lot of drama, a lot of, I mean, tragedy. We have to start with what happened to Christian Eriksen, to at the very least address it.
Right. And not to rehash it, because I know people have already, you know, sort of dealt with it. But it was a horrific event. But I think in the end, we can look at it and say, hey, it's a positive, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, what the physios did worked. The gentleman is alive. He gets to see his kids and his wife. You know, all of that, the moment encapsulated, you know, shocked us all, but it turned out good. You know what I mean? And I think I would not have suggested that when it was happening, because it felt like this is not going to be. I thought, like, just cancel the Euros as it was going on. You know, I'm like, just cancel the whole tournament. What are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, because it's like it doesn't feel right to watch, you know, dude kick a ball around after seeing that. Right. It's just not something you can. I mean, you literally have PTSD while you're watching even the second half of that game. It was really, really difficult on fans, on obviously the players, on the Eriksen family. The interesting thing is, like, kind of the aftermath of you know, in sports media, these things happen. Everybody's going to have a reaction. Everybody's going to have a take. The interesting thing, the Athletic, and I'm friend of the show, two friends of the show, Felipe Cardenas, who wrote an article about Taylor Twellman, basically, you know, on ESPN. He was kind of giving his reaction and take to what he thought might be going on. And it was interesting to see because he basically said that he kind of diagnosed based on in information that he had. Right. He had spoken to a doctor, but kind of gave a diagnosis of like, you know, that he basically said, and that means this is his heart.
He spoke in absolutes.
Yeah. So as soon as that happened, a lot of people were like, why is Taylor Twellman kind of speaking out of turn and not really know? He doesn't know what's going on and kind of is speaking in, you know, kind of confirming something where he may not have all the information. So a lot of people react negatively. And it was good to see even some acceptance of like that. I probably shouldn't have phrased it that way.
Right.
Speaking with such certainty.
I also think, and maybe it's because I tend to speak in absolutes when I have no information, at least he had some, but I do want to say, you know, how people handle these things. You mentioned, you know, in the past that you have a family member who went through a heart attack at a young age. So there's a little bit of PTSD when something like this happens. Yeah. Don't forget how much PTSD is probably within Taylor Twellman. He played the game. He was very badly injured and it kind of cost him his career. So when you see something like that, that may have brought up some past experiences. And, you know, they also get paid to speak. And I think this is one of the things that there's a greater conversation that needs to be had about the broadcast, right? Like, should they have kept the camera on them? Should they have pulled the camera away? You know, people are like, bring out the announcers. Well, what are the announcers going to talk about? They're going to talk about what they're seeing, or the commentators, I should say. What are they going to talk about? They're going to talk about what they're watching. And Taylor Twellman is doing that. Now, should he have doubled down? Should he have said, I have this information? Should he say, I absolutely know? No, that's horrible. But at the same time, it's like when a player sees something like that happen, they have experiences that led them to believe like, oh, okay, I've witnessed something like this before. I know what this might be. So I kind of maybe this might be his way of dealing with it as well. And also, you know, UEFA was like, y'all need to go out there and play or else it's a 3-0 loss. So like, I'm sure there's someone in his ear going, hey man, we got to talk. We got 6 more minutes before a commercial break, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Look, there's no handbook specifically on how everybody is supposed to handle this from the media side, from UEFA, from the players. Everybody's like handling this, you know, this emergency situation. And everyone is not going to have the perfect take, the right thing to say the entire time.
Can I just say, if it was you and I, it would not have been professional. You know what I mean? I would not have known what to say. If I was saying what I thought at those moments, I would have been like, oh my God, I think he's dead. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know that I would have had. So, and maybe that's, people are like, well, this is why you guys don't get asked to do analysis of games. But, you know, it's like these are the reasons why when you get paid to speak. And remember, this guy went, you know, he's an athlete that became in the media. Yeah. So there's going to be these moments where you don't train for this. You know, thank God the physios did, but as the announcers, you don't train for this. You know, when this pops up, so I'm glad at least he apologized. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because there's this balance of like, you, at some point when something tragic happens like that, you're also like Walter Cronkite, right? You're if you're on TV, millions of people are watching you. They want to feel better. They put this responsibility on the anchor or whoever is on the TV that like, don't scare me more than I should
be
scared.
There's a reason why you brought up the name Walter Cronkite, who I believe died 1,000 years ago, is because he was the one guy who was really good at that moment. Let's just say we might not remember Taylor Twellman for this part of his career, you know?
Okay.
Now, I don't know if you saw this, Christian, but apparently, I believe it was a press conference. Two players did this. So Cristiano Ronaldo saw that he was sitting in front. And this happened when we were in Germany. Remember, we got to sit up at, what was it, Dusseldorf's press conference, right? Or it might have been Eintracht Frankfurt.
Yeah.
And they had like a bunch of little bottles. And I was like, oh, that's cool. They have water for them. And the guy was like, no, those are our sponsors. So they put like little bottles up of all the drink sponsors and they have the tiles behind you with all the sponsors. Apparently Coca-Cola had two bottles there and Cristiano Ronaldo moved them out of the way and goes, I drink water. It's better for you, or something along those lines.
Right, right.
It's making a big deal. And then Paul Pogba moved Heineken 0-0 out of the way because he wanted to, I guess, either one, mimic what Ronaldo did, which I'm glad this is the only part he wants to mimic, and two, because he is Muslim, but it was 0-0, so it was alcohol-free.
Yeah.
But here's what I'm going to say. This is the greatest possible news for both Coca-Cola and Heineken.
This no one ever talks about it when it's just sitting there. We need to find a way to get a Cooligans merch on the press, press conference table so someone can move it out of the way. Talk about us.
We need to honestly, what we need is to get some sort of get a bottled Cooligans drink that some player.
Hold on, what's a Cooligans drink? What would that be?
I don't look. It's basically something half healthy and half poisonous. Okay?
Right, yo, it's. It's Soylent mixed with Jail Hooch. Let's go.
Ooh, they pair well together. But no, we need to put that in a bottle. Instead of simply moving the bottle out of the way, the player needs to crack it open on the side of the desk and threaten the media and to ask proper questions. And all that with the nice, the branding on it. Everybody's like, wow, this
is the best. That's the best case scenario for Cooligans right there. Also, the press conference would clear out. Not because of the fear of getting stabbed, but the smell coming from Soylent mixed with Hooch.
Yeah. They're like, okay, we're gonna have to just move this press conference just into maybe the bathroom. Yeah, I think it might smell a little bit better. Okay?
There's just someone on the phone going, we're gonna probably have to burn the carpet. I think you burned the carpet on this one. New microphones, new chairs.
But it's so funny how this was such a big deal, right? Even, you know, as soon as when Ronaldo moved the Coca-Cola and he was like, oh, water. I was like, damn, this is a bad day for water. Can't be associated with that.
Yeah. Water's like,
damn,
hey,
should I be drinking it?
Water's on the phone with PR people like, look, I know we cover most of the planet, but I feel like we're getting a bad rap right now. They're already talking about aliens living on us, and now this? What are we going
to
do?
Yo, water's about to get canceled, dog. This is crazy. Damn.
My body is made up of how much of this garbage? I need to get out. This is why I only drink Coke. Remember that, folks. And Cooligans Hooch. it's one of those things where like people are flipping out. But I think the story is he used to be sponsored by Coke, and now apparently they're enemies. You know what I mean?
Look, it's like one of those you know, there's no such thing as bad publicity. You know that. I mean, you know, Ronaldo is like one of the most famous. Has what I think the most Instagram followers like in the world. Yeah. Him doing anything like that will get any brand a ton of publicity, positive or negative. The other thing I want to talk about with Paul Pogba. Not only is he moving Heineken bottles, but also he's getting bitten by the homies during international
they
matches.
Are friends. Rudiger.
They are friends.
Rudiger bit him Rudiger. Lightly bit him in the back. How would you on a scale of 1 to Luis Suarez, what would you say it was?
Easy has to be like a 3 on the Luis Suarezometer.
Right?
Okay?
Right, it was loving, you know? If this show were in a different place and we were doing it in studio, I would have done this to Sebastian Lecce.
You would, obviously, to show an example of what is a Suarez bite and what is a Rudiger bite.
And it would have just simply been research. I want everyone to know. Becky G, if you're listening, it would have been.
All of a sudden, you're like, what is it, Dr. Ruth? Remember the old lady that gave sex advice? You know? That's what the show will turn into.
I'm doing it in person. But it was kind of like a, playful is kind of an odd word. It was like joke. Bit him and then grabbed him. Like he was kind of like, kind of like how you push a dog when you're petting it to like get it to play with you. You know what I mean? Is this what you do to pets? I have no idea.
Every time you use analogies that involve animals, I'm like, bro, what? Have you been around a pet?
Hopefully not long. I move pets out of the way like Coke bottles. I actually picked them up. And I was like, get this thing out.
I got to physically remove you. I don't want your love. I'm not going to love
you.
So
I don't think they love you back. I think it's just a ploy to get food from you. And if you know anything about me, you ain't getting none besides a sip of this Cooligans Hooch brought to you by Rikers facility.
Okay, yeah. And yes, we will be advertising on Nickelodeon.
We're going to get these kids hooked early. You feel me? We the new Joe Camel, my guy. This is ridiculous. But people were saying like you should have gotten in trouble for biting him, and Pogba had to come out while moving cases of Heineken 00 out of the way. He had to come out and say like, chill, that's my homie, we good. And in fact, the cameras found them talking to each other after the match, kind of jokingly and laughing and stuff. So I don't think it's a big deal.
But this is, It reminds me of the issue. Remember with Kaká a couple years ago?
Yeah, but that was when so
he was
weird.
With Orlando City.
He like raked the dude's face.
Aurelien Collin. He. You know, he mushed kind of his face, and it was playful, jokingly. Aurelien Collin wasn't like he wasn't upset. But red carded, you can't do it. You can't playfully nibble. You can't angrily
bite. Well, hold on a second. The rules are very clear. You can't touch a player's face. Rudiger pecked him on the. He bit him on the back shoulder, and then he grabbed his chest.
Yeah, like the shoulder blade.
I don't know. Did everyone else hear Kenny G music while that happened? I know I did.
All right, another reminder, Sebastian Legette will be with us in just a few minutes, so please stick around. I just want to give also a very quick shout-out to the new Minnesota women's soccer team that's going to be starting in the USLW League, the women's league that's going to be starting in 2022. Pretty dope. Thank you for the scarf, and it's going to be exciting. Maybe we'll go to a game next year.
Yeah. If anyone's going to support even more soccer, it's Minnesota. Those guys are great fans.
Exactly.
Out there, so go support this club.
Exactly. I want to get into some MLS chatter real quick. We got to give another shout out to the homie Jim Curtin, Philadelphia Union head coach, the first head coach to appear on the Cooligans television show.
Right. And the first head coach that appeared on the Cooligans television show to secure the match.
Because you just received a 2-year extension with the Philadelphia Union. I mean, obviously, supporters, Shield winners, currently CONCACAF Champions League. That should be returning in a month or so. So there's obviously well deserved. You love to see it.
Why this is great news is because if you recall back a few years ago, there was a chance he was going to lose his job. And then he just goes on this wonderful run. But it's all smart coaching decisions. And he's developing young players that are getting sold, right? MLS wants to be a selling league. It's part of the plan in Philadelphia.
And he's making Sugarman millions of dollars by selling off these players.
Yeah. But also, I mean, and I think when you look at it, later on in his career, right? And people are talking like he might be the men's national coach in the future. You know, he might be a European coach in the future. But I think when you look back at his career after it's all said and done, I think what he'll be most remembered for is just the jaunts. Right? My guy has
The
sideline needs a step and repeat when my guy comes on. The sneaker
Somebody
choices
just
he
hired
makes.
Two people to carry on the step and repeat everywhere he goes.
follow behind him. Oh my god! Over here. Over
literally
here.
In the Something technical area. Coach. Just literally.
My guy has the most exclusives on.
Yeah.
And he's out here giving shout outs to his sneaker plug on Instagram. I mean. It was built for him to be our home.
He's wearing Gullier shirts, on the internet. Look, if you support the Cooligans, you tend to have a pretty good coaching career. That's all I'm saying.
Would you say he knows soccer?
Yes, I would.
Yeah, but I think the only thing he knows better than that is the vibes. You feel me? know the vibes, and he answers
Alexis,
yes.
You really set me up for that, man. Nice.
I tossed you a beach ball, my guy.
This is Alexis Guerrero's theater, you know? We're all part of his show. That's all.
Thank you for being here.
The other thing I want to talk about, Gonzalo Higuain, enemy of the Philadelphia Union. Remember the big dust-up that they had? He recently, he was in an interview, and he was recently quoted, and this is what a great quote.
This is an amazing quote, and I wish everyone in Europe could hear this quote.
This quote said, I thought, referring to MLS, he says, I thought I would come here and play with a cigarette in my mouth, and instead, it is difficult.
So props to you, people who've played against Gonzalo Higuain.
What games are you watching? Did he even watch MLS? Did he?
No. Did you even talk to your brother?
Your brother's been here for a minute.
Your brother has been a designated player in this league for years. You didn't even talk to my guy?
Yeah. What is the, I thought I would come here and play with a cigarette in my mouth. I mean, the disrespect, and this is why when it comes to the big fight that they had with the Philadelphia Union, this is why I don't get upset with this stuff, because this is probably what a lot of MLS players feel. some of these big name players, they come into the league and then start expecting respect. And right. you got to earn it just like anybody else. You whether you're a homegrown, whether you're a DP, whether you're a TAM player.
Bruh.
The league is no longer, years ago, it was still challenging in its own way. And there were some players that could dominate. But clearly the level has exponentially grown.
Without a doubt.
There's no player that, you know, outside of like Zlatan, right, who really did a lot and made himself look like where the quality was just a lot higher.
And here's what sucks is everyone's just going to say, like, well, I told you Higuain wasn't as good. You know what I mean? It's not – people aren't going to say, like, MLS is a better league. They're just going to say, like, well, it's because Higuain clearly wasn't good. He wasn't that great. He was only good in Serie A, yada, yada, yada. So whatever. The end of the story is clearly MLS, the level has gotten better. It's a more – difficult league to play in. Hopefully it's as fun as he had in Europe, even though he came here to retire. And I'm glad that all those defenders have adjusted his expectations. You know what I mean?
All right. So take that damn Newport out of your mouth, Gonzalo.
We got Sebastian Lecce when we get back right after this.
Hey, everybody, this is Alexis. I want to break into this show with a word from one of our sponsors, Live Breathe Football. Absolutely incredible soccer-specific streetwear brand. I'm not exactly sure what category they fit in. I just know that everything they sell is fly and also functional. So if you're like Christian and you play soccer, you want to get this gear. If you're like me and you just want to look fly around the game of soccer, you also want to get this gear. And I can't explain to you how dope Aboon has been to us, the owner of Live Breathe Football and the designer. He has been a supporter of our show since day one, and it's so dope to see how far the brand has come. Again, Dwayne Wade just wore his shorts, and by the way, he wasn't the only one, okay? I recently took wifey out on a trip to Puerto Rico, and I had the same exact shorts, and let me tell you something, nobody stopped me and said, yo, are you Dwayne Wade? But I felt like it, you know what I mean? I felt like $1 million. I felt like I could dunk, you know what I mean? I felt like I could open my own winery, okay? Wifey was like, why are you Googling Gabrielle Union? I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm just preparing myself, you know what I mean? Because I think I'm becoming Dwayne Wade, you know? But in reality, the shorts are absolutely dope. There's always just the quality of the gear. I can't express enough. Aboon does not just go out and find shorts and throw his name on it. He designs it from the ground up with you in mind. I look dope as hell in these shorts. And it's hard to get clothes for big dudes that look dope also in streetwear. And his clothes does that. It also looks good on any body type. It's absolutely incredible. You got to go to livebreathefootball.com and check out his streetwear. It's absolutely incredible. The shorts, the sweats, the workout gear, the everyday gear. It's all amazing. And if you use the code GULLIEST, you're going to get 15% off. Live Breathe Football, FUTBOL, livebreathefootball.com. Go there. Put GULLIEST, spend your money. It'll be absolutely worth it. Right now, 15% off for using the code GULLIEST, livebreathefootball.com.
Hi, Christian, our guest is here. And I mean, I am honored.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you. You guys can't see him just yet, but looking at this man right in the eyes, time stops. You know what I mean?
You know what? I've never done this show and also had the vapors at the same time. Yeah, okay?
You know? I know you may. A lot of you might know him from soccer. Some of you watching might know him from being in Becky G's video for My Man. And right now I'm saying, why you need all of them? Share them with the rest of us. Does he have to be all your man? Ladies and gentlemen, this is an absolute incredible player for LA Galaxy, absolute incredible player for the men's national team, and now on our show, put your hands together, and unless you're driving, if you are, pull over, put that e-brake on, and put your hands together for the one, the only, Sebastian Legend, everybody!
What's up, man?
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, man. I appreciate it. It's an honor to be on here.
Thank you so much, man. Yeah, it has been a... I don't know how much you've seen this show before. We talk about you a lot. You come up often.
I hope sure there are bad things, but it's all part of it.
Yeah, yeah. It's usually either something you did on the field or, right. You know, the hair product you wore that day.
Right.
We're usually focusing on something beautiful that. About you, okay?
So, you can't help it.
I appreciate that. That's awesome.
It feels like your parents are... like a two famous statues in Europe. And they go, how did you come out with that jawline? I mean, that's not fair.
I knew you guys were comedians, but I didn't know you were this funny, man. This is good.
Well, thank you. You know what? Before we get started, because we have a lot to discuss, but I do want to set aside some time because you were recently in the news. You dealt with a suspension in MLS for an Instagram story that you put out, and obviously there was a word that is you shouldn't have used, and it's very unpopular, and especially at this point in time. Speaking of U.S. and Mexico matches and everything going on. Yeah. So I just want to take some time and just, I don't know how much you've spoken about it publicly, but the sort of the repercussions of that, because I think from our perspective, we've talked about it on the show and that word and trying to remove it from the game. But as a player who has, suffered the consequence of even whether it's you're being playful or joking around with a friend, I think somebody seeing the consequence of using that word publicly, we know what happens, right?
Right. Yeah. No. I'm super glad you brought it up because I think it's an important topic. And even though I wasn't aware of it at the time, I hope I definitely know, and I hope my teammates and the club and the league knows, and fans obviously around the world. Know that word is definitely like unacceptable and there's zero tolerance, and it was a mistake, and but there's been a lot of I think there's a silver lining with that. It's just like being able to now open that door and work with the LGBTQ community, and I come from San Francisco, so I was exposed to the community very early on, and I'm super happy about that. And so now to for example, now I've been introduced to an organization called Athlete Ally, and they're, they do a lot of things, but they focus on LGBTQ plus mainly. And so I'm planning on working with them, and we're having conversations, and it's really exciting stuff. And they've just opened my eyes to so many statistics that'll blow your mind on, just on people that are gay and are afraid to come out, and that's just one example, so it's things that I hope I can help with. And so it's kind of crazy how it's how this all came about. But if I have to be the face of it, and now we all move forward and now we're all aware, then I'll be that guy. You know what I mean? So, it was definitely a mistake, but I think there's a lot of good that can come from it.
I think, and that's something important. Right. Christian and I have spoken about it. We're both Latinos. That's a word that is in the vernacular of our cultures. And you almost sometimes don't think about how words that are just so commonly used can really be felt by other people. So it's really great that you say that. And I agree. It's everyone who's ever met you knows, your heart isn't, you didn't have negative intention behind it. So it's really great that you get to sort of flip that and do something positive with that. Something else. Go ahead. You were going to say?
I was just gonna say, being Latino is what I do appreciate, and growing up in this country is that the sensitivity in the Spanish language is also kind of coming about as well, which is usually lagging a bit behind when it comes to people being just the culture kind of just progressing and things like that. So that's one. This
wait a minute, you're saying Latinos can be stubborn? What? You're crazy.
Oh man, that's crazy. Yeah, that's part of the culture too, unfortunately. I know. I think people forget that. My parents are Argentinian, so South American. I was born here, but I am very much aware of the Latin tendency or the Latinx tendencies of saying words that, shouldn't be said.
Right.
I know they can mean, and trust me, it took me a little bit to just wrap my head around that. Just, even if I did mean it in, or anybody else uses it in a playful way, it's still, for the example of that, that particular word, it is homophobic. If you really think about it, and you have to wrap your head around that. And I know for the Latin community, it's like, what, but I think slowly, just like every generation, slowly but surely we'll get there, and people will wrap their heads around that. And I mean, just like with the USA-Mexico game, having to stop the game because fans were saying, things that just shouldn't be said. And yeah. you know, maybe who knows who's on the field, who's in the stadium that's being super offended by that. You know what I mean? They're just yeah, there yeah. to watch the game, entertained, and have a good time. And you know, it's just not necessary.
Now,
you know?
What I want, and thank you for saying all that. I want to talk a little yeah. bit about your international career, because actually two things. Right. You know, your Instagram, I believe, is Everybody Loves the Boy, which makes you seem yeah,
they love the boy.
Yeah, yeah they love the boy. That just makes it seem like you are always wearing sunglasses, right? And you're actually a nice, you're actually a sweet guy. But you know someone who yeah, yeah, yeah. you know who someone who does love the boy is Greg Berhalter, right? It seems like it's mostly international, like players that play in Europe that are getting the opportunity to be part of the men's national team currently. And you, it seems like you are as constant as anyone else. That's got to make you feel right. good.
Yeah, no, it definitely gives me a sense of confidence. But, you know, at the same time, I have a great relationship with him. I hold him at a very high, like he's a great coach. You know, he's opened my eyes and I'll never get tired of saying it. You know, he's really opened my eyes to like a lot of how this game can be played, how I can be a more effective player than I was, you know, but beforehand. So he's really helped me and, you know, he's given me confidence and my job is to take that opportunity and maximize it. You know what I mean? And so I just, anytime I'm on the field and or anytime he gives me that chance to put on that shirt, I mean, I'm going to take it. You know what I mean? That's just kind of the type of person I am. And I don't, you know, I know people will say a million things, but as long as I do my job, like that's all that
yeah,
really
matters. Yeah. I mean, you have like under 30 caps, but yeah. you're like the veteran of the team already. Like no, the team is so young.
It's so young, man. I know. I'm just under that 30 cap. And I'm just like, it's so crazy when I go into camp. It's like me, Tim Ream, and I can't even think of another like older guy. Like that's how young this group is and how talented. And but it's really good to be a part of, man. Like the guys are great. There's no egos. Like there's just great characters, great talent, great ability. And obviously with that win against Mexico, I think like a lot of U.S. fans, you know, hopefully are now inspired and have a new sense of hope within the team, you know.
Is this Nations League more important than Gold Cup now? And are you just going to say yes because that means it doesn't matter how you do in Gold Cup and you won anyway?
Yeah, no, I don't. No, all I know is that we held Nations League at a very high regard. Like we really wanted to do well, especially with, you know, beating Canada. This is back in 2019. You know, beating Canada, qualifying for the semifinal and thinking we were going to play in 2020 against Honduras and then hopefully Mexico. And then that whole year being wiped out, I think it just made it much, you know, it just built up all the suspense. And then, you know, cause we were playing a lot of friendlies, right? We did, it was our first like games that we actually meant something. Like there was consequences now. And I think we really thrived within that. Like we really wanted to play these games and do well. And I think people were, I mean, anytime you're going to play, you know, Mexico, it's always going to, people are going to watch and people are going to see how you are, you know, they're going to judge you on those type of games. And then to raise a trophy after yeah, yeah. that, like, dude, it's, I mean,
yeah, people are going to watch and right. people are going to throw stuff directly at your, heads,
you know, sort of give you instant feedback, if you will.
Yeah, how we're doing.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if this is the constructive criticism we need, yeah. but
I think we got one star from that guy who had that beer in his
hand. Oh, my God. Man. Yeah, that was crazy. I mean, of course, like after we scored, we asked for it. But everything else, like, I mean, everybody was kind of like, who's going to take the throw in? Because that's like the closest to the people, you know, like who it's kind of like a hot potato. Yeah, yeah. Who's going to yeah. take it?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we gotta get Gio Reyna in a boxing ring so he could take a couple punches. My guy got knocked out cold.
I'm glad he's okay.
I know. No, yeah. Thankfully he's all right. And what was it? Martin from Mexico. He got hit pretty from bad. Mexico. I don't know if you guys saw that.
Yeah, video. Right.
That went like right over my head. I mean, I yeah. heard that like it really hit him. Like, and he I think that was the moment Oof. Where both teams were like, all right, like we gotta. Like this has to yeah, calm yeah. down. This is ridiculous. Yeah. You know,
exactly.
Remember the good old day when they just threw those soft bags of pee? Remember that?
I know. Yeah. Somebody asked me, like, "Are you sure that was beer, or was it maybe some other?" I was like, you know what? I mean, in the moment,
insane.
It's okay. You know, it's nothing champagne can't cure.
Yeah. Nice. Can we clip that?
Yeah, I know. I mean, hopefully, you end with champagne. Oh God,
that's true.
Okay, Sebastian, we're gonna do something new. This will be the first time we're doing this with a player. This is a new segment on the show called From the Spot. This is our opportunity for Alexis and I to compete against our guest. Essentially, okay. We're competing against each other, but you are the goalkeeper. We will be taking penalties. We'll be tossing.
We'll be hot taking penalties. Yeah, you feel me?
There you go.
We're gonna be tossing statements at you, and you're gonna tell us if it's a make or a miss, if it is true or if is it false. We will tally up the score and we'll see who wins between Alexis and I after we're done. So let's go. Alexis, would you
Christian,
like to
you're
go first?
First?
I'm
no,
first.
Christian, you're first. Yeah.
Okay. I'm first. So you're basically. Let's do it. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yes.
So for everyone who's listening, if you agree, then if you agree with the statement Christian makes, then you say that is a make. You made that goal. If you disagree, that means it's he's a miss. He missed it. All right.
Okay. First one. Appearing in a music video is scarier than appearing in a World Cup qualifier.
That's a make. That's a make. Yeah, that's a make.
Come
that's
on.
A make. Yeah, yeah. No, 100%. So much more.
Yeah, dude. Okay.
Just because you train soccer, stop acting like you don't also train to sit there brooding with your shirt off. Because if I look like you, I do that at Trader Joe's.
Oh, man. No, but I remember, I remember when I was on that, like, a couple sets, and even they're, like, teasing. Even if it wasn't going to happen, they're like, Seb, get in there. I'd be like, no, I'm good. It's nerve-wracking. That's funny.
All right, I got one. All right, now I'm behind because the first one was made. Okay. If Sebastian Legge could bring in any former LA Galaxy player on as a sub in the next El Tráfico,
okay.
Sebastian would bring in Landon Donovan before Zlatan.
Oh my God, you guys. Just because he's an absolute legend on and off the field, I'm going to say make. That's a top right corner.
Okay.
Keeper went the other way.
Okay. good. All right. Yeah, we heard BSI the podcast. We don't want to get you in too much trouble.
Yeah, no. We like. We're doing it light. Here.
I still love them.
Okay, we're looking out for you. How about this one? Okay, I'm up next. Sebastian Legge is the best FIFA player on LA Galaxy and or the U.S. men's national team.
That's a make. That's a make. FIFA? Yeah, 100%. Make.
Okay. Yeah.
There might be a
okay. I'm impressed. That could just be bravado.
What's that?
Yeah. I said that could just be bravado. But, we don't know if that's true or not, but he says it's a make. We're going to take his word for it.
You got to trust me on this, guys. You got to trust me.
Perfect. All right. I got one. How about this? Becky G makes a better cup of mate than Sebastian Legge. And that's your girl, dog. That's your girl. She's... Watch how you answer this.
Oh, you guys are putting me in a tough one. But I'm going to be honest. That's a miss.
Nah.
Oh, okay. You're confident in your mate
really
game.
Well. She does really well.
I mean, she's also...
She tries hard.
She's Mexican-American, but I saw the video. Yeah, she's learning.
You know what? I love her.
She knows not to boil the water now.
Yeah. She, you know, I just never know what temperature she's going to give it to me at. That's the only thing. But everything else is perfect.
Right.
So just throwing it out there.
Okay.
All right. So I'm currently up 2-1. So next up, how about this? Celebrating Pulisic's penalty goal in front of the Mexican fans was better than lifting the actual Nations League trophy.
Oh man, that's probably a make too. That's probably a make.
Oh
yeah, it was pretty special. Okay. It was pretty special.
That was iconic. We saw the photo and everything, everybody celebrating that an iconic photo.
Man. Like right. when that came out, see. I was like, wow, like what better way to like capture that moment? Like that was, you know, and we knew we were going to get sprayed, but it was worth it. We knew it.
It was worth it.
Okay.
All right. Let me see if I can try to catch up because I thought I was going to tie up there. if Sebastian Lecce could play with one Argentina legend, it would be Maradona and before Messi.
Yeah, that's that. Yeah, 100%. That's a make. That's yeah. I went the wrong way. I went the wrong way.
Okay.
I'm excited that that was because I thought that was a miss here. All right, good. So 3-2. Okay.
Okay. So how about this one? You got a few goals for the U.S. men's national team. Should Sebastian Lecce should get minutes as striker for the U.S. men's national team?
Oh, man. I mean, I played there once, right?
Think about Berhalter's system before you answer this. Think about Berhalter's system where you play before you answer man.
Oh, I got to say miss. I'm better coming from midfield. It's okay, though. I like that. I like the
there we go.
Okay, okay.
You might still be ahead because of this next one. The best scorer Sebastian Lecce ever played with club or country was Robbie Keane.
The best player?
Best scorer.
Oh, best scorer. Let me see. I'm trying for club or country. You know what? That guy was really good, man. I'm going to go with Meg. Is it 3-3 okay. now?
Okay. Catch it.
It's 3-3. Oh, we're tied.
Okay. How about this one? Let's see. It's this is the last one. Okay. Christian Pulisic is the most likely player to be a male model. We saw the photos. We saw it. What do you think his future? What do you think is the most likely player to be a male model?
How would you say this in front of Sebastian Lecce?
This is great. I think he would beg to defer, but I'm gonna give him some props. I want to encourage him, so I'm gonna say make. I want to encourage him. I know.
Yes.
That was being a preschool teacher.
Right way, but it went under. You know what I mean? Like.
Right.
It was a howler.
Okay, so now I have to make it. And I'm sorry I picked this one, but I think you're going to agree with me. All right. Sebastian, I'm quoting you, okay? There isn't a player on El Tri that I would rather have in my squad over their U.S. men's national team counterpart.
So, in other words,
there's no position you would swap.
Yeah, that's
you wouldn't swap any position for the national.
Yeah, I gotta stay true. I love that. Okay. That was like a smash. Like I didn't know where you were going.
All right, so we end on a draw.
We have tied. We have no. There's no tiebreaker. We didn't think there would be a tiebreaker.
I need VAR. I need VAR to check.
It's only right that you guys.
I need VAR to. I want VAR to check Christian's last goal. That's all I'm going to say.
Keeper stepped off the line a little bit, maybe. All right, everybody. So that bit first from the spot with the Cooligans, Sebastian Lecce. Thank you, Sebastian, for doing that with us. All right, so let's move on. We have a bunch of questions. We have questions from our fans. This is now Gully Squad. Gully Squad is our supporters group, and they had a bunch
there's
of questions.
There's some we can't even ask.
No, there's a bunch of questions.
One of them, and maybe they'll bleep this out, ask them what it's like to be a goddamn sex machine. That's one of the questions. You don't have to answer that. You do not have to answer that.
Oh, you know what? To that conversation, because look,
that's Luke Sturgio, by the way. That's a dude who asked that.
Sebastian, in our credit, you know, we say this all the time. Sebastian Lecce does not get enough credit for being one of the most attractive footballers in world football.
Giroud level.
Okay, we always talking about Giroud level. Giroud level. Blah blah blah. Oh my God. What? Where's the Sebastian Lecce respect?
I appreciate that. But you got, for me, I hope they remember what I do with my feet. So I mean, I'm more on that side of things, you know. So. But I appreciate it.
There's some people watching.
Well, people pay extra
for that.
Some people
watching right now are like, did he just say he has an OnlyFans?
Oh, my God.
People pay a lot of money for that.
All right, I have a real question.
Okay, go.
Freddy Alarcón from Orlando, Florida wants to know, what's it like dating a Power Ranger?
Oh, man. Well, first of all, I mean... I mean, I got lucky. I got the yellow one. She's good, man. She's amazing. Even like away from like all the you know, being a pop star and all that stuff. Like she's so awesome, man. She's, yeah, I wouldn't want any other way. So it's been awesome. It's been great.
It, dude. Like, I mean, I remember I've listened to other interviews. I remember when you were on BSI and like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
The guys were talking about your relationship with Becky G, but they don't do they really listen to like reggaeton and Spanish music? I'm just like, bro, what does Benny Fellhaber know? I know, about man. Reggaeton,
even the way he said a couple of the titles, I was like, this is questionable. This is questionable.
Right. Yeah. It was uncomfortable.
Because Becky G has a new song. She has a new song with El Alfa. I'm Dominican, and I'm like, yo, this is like, she has a song with Bad Bunny. I'm like, the she's crossing over to so many like different like Hispanic markets,
and they mess
and
with
I'm
her,
like,
man.
Yo,
like, this they is, really respect her. On the verge, just, like, I mean, to be, I mean, as you know, like to be a female, you know, breaking into the Spanish world, like that's, it's like double hard, you know. So it's like credit to her, man. Yeah. Like she's really like earned her stripes in that sense. So I got, you know, props to Becky. Honestly, like I got to give her credit.
And she does it by openly being in a relationship, which, you know, that's not easy. I've seen how some of these pop stars get treated in Latin America.
Like you want people to like want you. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, but she's done it. Yeah, she's done it. Yeah. I ain't mad at it.
Christian, you got one?
Okay. Oh, you know. this is speaking of your lady MJ Lee. She's a San Jose fan, but she's still showing love. She had asked, "How well do you dance to her music, to Becky G's music?"
How well do I dance to it? I wouldn't say I'm you know, professional salsa dancer, but I would say I could definitely I definitely got some rhythm. So hopefully that answers your question. I plan on releasing you know, a video on my YouTube soon about a little dance lesson, because I'm not gonna say I'm great.
Very nice.
It's on my mind. Okay, I'm like, that would actually be kind of funny. Because not many people have seen it.
Because usually, like, Argentinians are not usually known as far as like Latinos. Like Argentinians are not
just
really
tango.
Known to be like the
tango
dancer.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, that's very true. Unless it's like tango, but like usually you have to be like super professional to like even know the, like, because it's a hard dance. It's not like something you can just like, you know, it's not like bachata or just like,
you ain't doing it at the club.
Yeah, you ain't doing it at the club.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're not doing that at the club. Yeah,
you know, but yeah, I mean, that's one thing I want to learn though. Like that's definitely on my bucket list.
And I know we gotta go, but I do want to ask one more question. And it was MJ Lee also asked, how much weight has Chicharito lost from last season? Because he looks like he's in great shape. But I do want to give you an opportunity to talk about this change Chicharito's done, because. What I mean, to go from someone who wanted to be the leader to someone who's unquestionably being a leader on that pitch, having an incredible season so far. What are your thoughts on that? Like, what if you get to see him every day?
Oh, man. I mean, first of all, I mean, I'm super happy for the guy. I mean, the guy's worked his butt off, man. Like he really has. And I mean, like I said, I'm super happy for him. You know, he's really like integrated in like it. Into that role, and you know, he came into the league at a, I don't know, it's just a tough time, you know, Ibra leaving, you know, maybe management wasn't in the best place, maybe the roster wasn't as strong. I always say it's never just one thing, you know, it could be a lot of things, you know, maybe there's things on personally that a player could be going through, and you know, there's no, it's not like I'm saying like sympathy card for players, but like we're all real people, you know, so like people go through some real stuff, and that goes for players too. So but now, man, I mean, the guy looks sharp, the guy looks like he's on fire, so I mean, I couldn't be happier.
Awesome.
Yeah, look, yeah, we're huge fans. It's been great to see that turnaround. You know, even in his post game interviews, they're getting like he's very genuine, very sincere, vulnerable. Yeah. You're not used to seeing that from athletes, even on the pitch, off.
Did
the pitch.
Did you FaceTime him during the Nations League?
He wears his heart on his sleeve, and it's great to see.
The trophy lifting?
You know,
no, when I saw him when I came back, he was just like, you know, he congratulated me, and you know, he gave me a couple smirks and a laugh, but like, you know, he was cool. He was super cool.
Nice.
I mean he said it was a great game, you know what I mean? And it was crazy.
No, like,
yeah.
Yeah. And you know, we need, I think MLS needs LA Galaxy to be a strong team. It feels different and weird without. Yeah, very much so. All right. Sebastian, this has been an absolute blast, man. Thank you so much for doing this. Look, we're huge, huge fans of you. It's an absolute honor to have you on the show. Is there anything you want to let people know about before we sign off?
For those who don't know, I mean, if you guys want to follow me, my IG is They Love The Boy. I know it's a funny one, but press that. And then
follow button.
I got my YouTube series too. I'll be definitely launching some more stuff on the tail end of this year. So it's just my name, and you should look me up on there and click and subscribe. Right?
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Hell yeah!
Thank you.
Let's go. All right, sweet dude. Again, yeah, thank you so much, man. We have a couple other pieces of business before we sign off. This is our opportunity to do the Golazo gift. This is where we will give you a scenario that you of a goal that you can celebrate on our show. We will turn it into some sort of gift that will live online forever. What is the scenario that we can give him, Alexis?
I mean, after the Nations League final, what can I say? But I'll say this. If this happens to be the Gold Cup final, it's tied, drawn even with Mexico 2-2 going into the final minute. Corner from Pulisic hits your forehead and it goes right in that goal. And how are you celebrating that? How are you celebrating that?
I mean, I'm not going to change in honor of Christian. I'm just going to go like this.
A new tradition is born.
You're going to point at Mamo directly.
Love that.
Amazing. Sebastian Legette, thank you so much for joining us. A reminder to everybody else, Sebastian on social media. Follow us at Soccer Cooligans on all social channels. Follow at Fubo Sports and subscribe to the Fubo Sports YouTube channel for more clips and full episodes of the show. Let us end the show the way we normally do, as is tradition. So we're going to include Sebastian in this as well. For Sebastian Legette, my name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!
Oh, I love that. All right, I gotta hold it longer next time. But.